Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Russian President Vladimir Putin has hinted that Moscow could lift its embargo on food imports from Greece, which has been hurt by the ban and is embroiled in crucial talks with its European creditors. Greece, dependent on massive international bailouts since 2010, will run out of funds within weeks unless it reaches a deal with its creditors for a new installment. In retaliation against Western sanctions, Russia last year banned selected food imports from the European Union, including Greece. McDonald's says that it is adding sirloin burgers to its U.S. menu for a limited time to revive sales at the struggling fast food chain. Last year, McDonald's revenue fell 2.4% to $27.4 billion as net income dropped 15% to $4.76 billion. The new sirloin burgers will be priced around $5. Californians are still not saving water as much as state officials would like. The California State Water Resource Contact Board says that efforts to save water in the face of a drought have hit a new low, as numbers released yesterday showed residents did less to curtail their water use in February than they had in any other month since officials began tracking conservation efforts. The South Coast, home to more than a third of Californians from San Diego to L.A., actually showed an increase in water consumption despite long-standing calls for cutbacks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading 17,867, is up 82 points. The NASDAQ, 4,354, up 20. The S&P 500 is 2,075, and it is up almost 8 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Drew, this morning on Friends Plaza, when I looked at the official Davis weather machine, at the bottom it said, raining cats and dogs.
Well, that's that time of the year, you know. Those animals come out of hibernation, I believe. Anyway, yes, there was a band of thunderstorms that moved across the region from southeastern parts of Iowa into central Illinois and now are occurring mostly in central Indiana. Some impressive thunderstorm and lightning displays going on at this hour. And it's just the beginning of another period of relatively rainy weather, something that we don't want to see more of across the region for those trying to get into the fields to work. We do have a couple of waves of energy that will be moving through the Midwest over the next 2 days, and we'll see drier air move into the region, into the western Corn Belt, perhaps on Thursday afternoon and evening, and into the eastern belt as we get into Friday morning. And we will be dry probably Friday afternoon and Saturday across a big part of the Midwest. On Sunday, we'll see showers and thunderstorms developing in the western Corn Belt again. The east will probably continue to be relatively dry, though, until we get to Sunday night into Monday, when a little band of showers will move across the region. The biggest concern for the region in general will be for the Monday through Friday period next week. Actually, it'll probably be more likely on Tuesday morning through Friday. At that point, we'll likely see waves of rain moving through the region once again. So there's only a couple of small windows of opportunity to get into the fields, and some areas are just so blasted wet right now that that's just not likely to take place. The temperatures out there this morning contrast from upper 30s in Michigan to readings over 60 degrees in most of the Ohio Basin, and that's one of the reasons why we have the thunderstorms occurring in parts of Indiana. It's also one of the reasons why we have a lot of fog out there this morning across the heart of the Midwest, really from Iowa into northern Illinois and northern Ohio and parts of southern Michigan. And we will see the warmer air overrunning a bigger part of the Midwest as we move forward through the next couple of days. But today will still contrast rather sharply, looking at 40s in the northern parts of the region, mostly the Great Lakes region, with 60s and 70s, lower 70s primarily occurring in the southern parts of the region. A couple of extremes may get up over 80 degrees, though, on the south side of the Ohio River today. Tomorrow, we'll probably see similar conditions, a lot of 70s occurring across the eastern and central parts of the Midwest, and we'll likely see some cooler air in the northwest. That's not likely to get very far into the Midwest, but it will move across the Great Lakes region as we move into Friday, so some upper 40 and 50-degree highs will occur there. In the meanwhile, the lower parts of the region will still see 60s and perhaps some 70s periodically as we move forward through the next couple of, or next few days, obviously. The warmest weather will come ahead of next week's stormy weather, and we'll likely see a lot more 70 and perhaps some lower 80-degree temperatures as we move towards the first part of next week. And that will at least give us an opportunity for faster drying across the region just in front of the rain event, unfortunately. And then once we get involved with the rain, it'll kind of cool down again across the region. Some of the hard red winter wheat country out into the plains will likely get some much-needed rain this weekend. It looks like areas from Texas to Nebraska will likely see rain and thunderstorms developing on late Saturday and going on into Monday morning. It will be the single most important rain event to occur in that region since last year, and we'll probably end up seeing an improvement in soil moisture and crop development for a short period of time. Some more dry weather will follow it, so follow-up rain is going to be very important down the road. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's ag programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 557 and a half, down 7 3/4. July, 562 and a quarter, down 7 1/2. Soft May wheat, 522, down 4. July, 520 and a quarter, down 4 3/4. May corn, 380 and a quarter, down 2 3/4. July, 388 and a quarter, down 2 3/4. September, 396 and a quarter, down 2 1/2. December, 405 and 3/4, down 2. May soybeans, 971 and a half, up a half. July, 976 and 3/4, up a half. November, 962 and 3/4, down a half. May soybean meal, 319.60, down 10 cents. May soybean oil, 30.98, down 5. April live cattle, 162.12 and a half, down 87 and a half. April feeders, 216.75, down 92 and a half. And April lean hogs are 62.70, and they are up 12 and one half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
Is it wet Lafayette yet?
Yes, it is. I think it's exceptionally wet, and there's probably more on the way.
So that's what Drew was suggesting, and if you interpret what he says and read between the lines, it does not appear that there's likely to be much field work and or planting where you are and where I am here in Champaign County, maybe for another week to 10 days.
Very easily a week or 10 days. We were already fairly wet to begin with, and I think with the amount of rain that we got in yesterday's National Weather Service forecast was talking some areas could get 5 or 6 inches. That's definitely going to keep guys out for a while. But on the flip side of that, there are some areas when you get down to some more southern areas, they've had a couple of spots. And also when you look over to Iowa especially, they haven't been getting those high amounts of rain. They did get a little bit in the east, but the western areas have not got so much. So when it comes to the nationwide average, we'll probably see a little bit of progress before the next couple of weeks are up.
The reason I bring all this up is because, technically speaking, we have been trading in a rather broad range for corn since the beginning of the year. And the question is, what will break us out of that range, either to the north or to the south,
yeah,
a positive or a negative gain? And clearly the driver right now is weather. So it is way too early to be concerned about weather for planting. What time will it become a concern?
I would say when you get a little bit closer to the actual month of May, if we still have some planting delays or planting issues, the market will become increasingly sensitive. One of the things we put out in our update a couple weeks ago was the fact that volatility has started to rise in the commodities, especially corn, which means that sensitivity factor and the propensity to maybe add some risk premium is coming back into the market. And as you say, that weather becomes the big leverage point of the big fulcrum in the market. If we happen to see an opening period after 2 weeks and we see a lot of planters roll, which we know we've got a lot of equipment and we could put seed in the ground in a hurry, that would give us a negative bias. On the flip side of that, if you get to the end of that 2 or 3 week window and the weather pattern has not seen a dry out or a pattern change, that would make the propensity to add risk premium just that much better. And as far as breaking it out of the range appreciably, you know, a move above 420, 425 would be, you know, a price positive thing that we would try to reward. And on the flip side, if we happen to get a convincing break below $4, that would definitely give us a reason to be concerned.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. May corn, 380 and a half, down 2.5. December, 405 and 3/4, down 2. May beans, 974, up 3. November, 964 and 3/4, and they are up 1.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It is now 9:01 Central Time.